Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is August 9th, 2018. Today, it's going to be a little different kind of an episode. We're going to talk about an issue that needs to be addressed, and that's regarding mental health and seeking professional help. Now, I want to talk about this because mental health is such an important issue in my life. And I think it's important because the youth today is not really being prepared for how to think and how to control their emotions and how not to freak out when their world starts crumbling. And I've had to go through personal situations in which I went to see professional help. And I think it's very important that we erase the stigma with mental health. Like, after I went to seek help, I started looking into, like, the politics behind the idea and how healthcare affects it and just how money affects how we perceive this topic. You know, there's nothing wrong with mental health. It's the same thing as, like, seeing a doctor for your body. Sometimes you need to see a doctor for your mind just to help you reassess what's going on in your life. And I want to share my personal experience because I want to make sure that if someone's out there and they are not sure about their own life, I think it's very important that you talk to someone and not be afraid of what other people will think about you. So growing up, I always had this perception of people who go and seek mental help, they're crazy, you know, and they should be labeled like that. And before I went to seek mental help, I would look at people and I would say, oh, you're seeing a therapist? Wow, you must be crazy or out of your mind. And I think that's like a very negative way of viewing these issues, which are really serious. And just suppressing your problems and building up that tension within yourself only to avoid a stigma about what people think isn't what you need to do. You know, you need to put yourself first and not the opinions of other people. So the first time I went to seek mental help was when I was a senior in college. And I went to seek help because I really wasn't sure what to do with my life. I was really depressed, and all I did was smoke weed, and I was trying to do like my own form of therapy through smoking weed, and it wasn't the best solution for a problem that's like way bigger than myself. So the first thing I did was address the problem. I needed to seek professional help, not because I was giving up on myself, but just because I wanted to try something new. You know, these people make a living out of this. Their job is to help other people. And I didn't want to live in the realms of my own bullshit anymore. You know, like constantly telling myself, oh, you shouldn't go because of this. You shouldn't go because of that. And whenever you say something like that, you're not going, not because of those reasons, but you're going because you're afraid to go. And when I went, I think I went to see a therapist or, yeah, just someone to listen to my problems and give me like a different perspective on what I see. So the first time I went, it was just very normal. I felt like I was really in control. And I just opened up and didn't really have like any emotional outpouring. But I told him how I felt. I told him how I was obsessed over a girl. And he pretty much told me that I was okay and that I didn't have to worry. And he made me feel better. And after I would see the therapist, I would always go into the woods and smoke some weed. And then just try to process the whole session. I remember there was this one day in particular when I was talking to the therapist about my dad. So I grew up without a father, and I always had like the skewed perception of the world because I didn't really have the experience of two parents. So when I was talking to the therapist, he was telling me, it's not my fault for the way my life turned out. But on average, a child is supposed to have two parents, you know, because it takes two parents to make one child. And don't get me wrong, I know like a lot of people in the world aren't fortunate enough to have two parents or even one, but the people who do have two parents are probably more integrated into society. So the therapist told me, like, in a society like this, you're supposed to have two parents. You're supposed to have people constantly providing you with emotional support and all these other idealistic notions. And even though everything he said is like, in a perfect world, this is what is supposed to happen, it really opened my mind in the sense of like, oh, life put me into this box, and the standard is this box. So, what would life look like from that other box? So, I was able to step out of my perception, my cracked perception of how the world works, you know, being a child from a single parent family. And I started looking at the world a little bit more clearly and, like, okay, how did the people who live in that two-parent household see the world? You know, I was just trying to remove all the pain and all the damage that had occurred onto my mind because I wasn't raised in the standard. So I really tried to process that feeling and emotion, and I did what I always did after therapy. I went into the woods, I smoked a bowl of weed, and then I just processed all those emotions at once. It was like a burst. That's why I would smoke right after therapy, just to really get my mind thinking and fixing all the rigids. So I remember I was sitting by a tree, my favorite tree, in fact, and I just had this rush of emotion of like, it's not your fault. You don't have to carry the world, it's not your responsibility. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. There's never been anything wrong with you. Open your eyes. Look at the world. See it more clearly. And it was a very profound moment for me because I started to understand the world in a different perspective. And I think that's all I ever needed was someone to help me open my mind. And that's why I think professional help is very important. It is a way for you to express who you are to someone without fear of judgment. And it allows you to find a new understanding to your life instead of just being caught up in your own cyclical manner. So the people who don't go and get professional help are the people who are constantly stuck in their old ways. They tend to remain in their rigid patterns. But if you want to get out of that, you have to talk about how you feel and let someone provide you with insight to your situation. You know, allow someone to give you a new perspective on what you experience. But the other thing with seeking professional help is that some people will offer you pills to solve your problems. And I've never used pills, but I don't really think it's a very viable option. Like, I don't really have a stance on taking pills because I have never taken pills. But from my stance that is in opposition of pills, I think it's very important for you to solve your mental problems instead of avoiding them. And I think that's what pills do. They make you feel great in the moment, they make you believe you're all right. But the underlying issue is still there. And I think you have to logically understand your perception and understand how to fix your thoughts and how to make them improved rather than allowing them to pile up. Because when you avoid those complicated issues, you are only allowing yourself to build up a great flood that will eventually burst all at once and make you feel worse than you imagined. So I don't think it's necessary to take pills, but if you're taking pills, take them. You know, I'm not licensed. I'm not like a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm just giving you my opinion on the state of this kind of situation. So I think it's very important to seek professional help, but I think it's also important that we talk about mental health from a higher perspective. Okay, so we have to talk about like the politics involved in mental health issues, especially like nowadays when psychotropic drugs are being legalized, like weed. I think the appeal of weed is that it makes you feel like you're in another world. And it's very effective at giving you an escape from reality. But that's all in your head. And I think it's very important for people to understand that weed makes you live in your head. It makes you escape all the problems of life because you're living in your own little world in your head. Now, I think it's okay to do that, but I also think that it distorts your reality because weed tends to lead to more depression, more paranoia, and more fear. And I'm not saying that like statistically, I'm saying that from my own experience. Like the more weed I smoked, the more depressed I got. And the more depressed I got, the more weed I wanted. So it's like an endless cycle. You never get off weed if you're constantly trying to medicate yourself through weed. The only way to get off weed is by trying to actually change your life through your own willpower. So with the effects of weed, you're going to get a lot more people who are paranoid and experiencing psychosis. And I suppose it's not bad in one sense because people are becoming more aware of certain aspects of reality, but they are also becoming more lost with the practical truths of reality. And it's very important for people not to get lost. They need a sense of grounding. And drugs have a tendency to do that. They tend to make you feel ungrounded. And don't get me wrong, like, drugs feel great in the moment, but in the long term, they're keeping you away from achieving your goals. And I tell you that because I was once there. I thought I was being productive when I did drugs, but it wasn't until I put the drugs down and actually started focusing on my own internal powers that I could actually be productive with my own life. So, besides drugs, there was this one time I interned at a public policy office, and our main focus was mental health. So, in the state of New York, accessing mental health is an issue. You see, because first there's that stigma. First, you got people who are going to bully you if you go seek mental health. And then you have the inaccessibility to acquiring like the finances to seek mental health. That's why like the Affordable Care Act was so important for a lot of people, because it allowed individuals to have the finances to find a place that would listen to them, you know, give them therapy and things like that. And I think it's very important for people to seek that mental health option. Because in all honesty, politics and laws are all about finances. Like, laws are only kept and they are structured in the sense of what is going to make money. You know, if something is not worth the right amount of money, then they're not going to have it. It doesn't matter if, like, people are dying. If the money isn't going to be used in a proper manner, like where the government saves money or makes money, then certain things won't be put into effect. And I think that's a very horrifying aspect of politics. It's not about how many people you can help. It's about how practical and how financially responsible the government can be. So besides that tangent, I learned that a lot of children don't have access to mental health resources. And I think especially today with social media, this is when children need mental health help the most. Because kids are being influenced by all these different ideas. And that's not something new, you know? Like, every generation you have adults talking about, like, oh, the kids nowadays, they don't know what fun is or, like, anything because they're comparing their life with the kids of today. But with technology and social media and phones and YouTube, you got all these kids taking in all this information and ideas about what life is and how the world works from all these different sources, and you don't really have, like, a way of telling these kids what to learn and what not to learn. Like, you can have people telling them, like, oh, do this, go smoke weed when you're 10. And, like, kids will probably go do that because they think they're cool. And in reality, that might really affect their development. You know, like, the brain's constantly developing. And I don't really want to get into, like, the biological aspects of it because I don't have any case studies. But children are, like, easily influenced by others. And when you have all these big names, like, all these celebrities and all these people telling other people what's right and what's wrong, you're going to have some kids who end up being really messed up and having a distorted perspective on life. And sometimes you need to have, like, these kids talking to someone who can actually help them. And I know some people might be against this because they'll think, like, oh, therapy is brainwashing. It's not really brainwashing, because I thought that's what it was, because I smoked so much weed, I thought if I went to therapy, I was going there just to get brainwashed. But in reality, it's just a place to go talk about how you feel and talk about how you can find a solution to your internal struggle. And I think kids need that most of all today. Like, in a perfect world, all children would have equal access to mental health services, like, if only mental health services could be offered in schools. And I say this, right? Just because I don't want kids going through these existential crises where they don't really trust their parents, trust their classmates, trust themselves. And I was, like, listening to a song earlier about, I think Chance the Rapper was singing it, and he was talking about how this girl was told she wasn't popular and she killed herself. And that worries me because kids are so easily influenced where they care what other people think. And when they have people who are not feeding them the right content, you know, when they're being surrounded by negativity, those kids can end up killing themselves. And that bothers me because they're so young and they deserve to have lives full of opportunity and full of prosperity. You know, how can we create a world where we talk about, like, all these great things and we can't even have our children being protected from themselves? You know, that's sad when you can't even have a child feel protected from their own mind. There's nowhere to hide anymore at that point. Like, a child can't go, like, mommy, mommy, all these thoughts in my head, help me. Like, what's a mom gonna do? She can't go into the child's head and, like, rip the thing out. She can probably give her words of comfort. And sometimes words of comfort are more powerful than anything. And I think that's all anyone wants, to be comforted through words. And that's what I try and offer here. So, if you take anything away from this, like, go seek mental help. Just try it, you know? If you can get it for free, try it. Like, if your college offers it, try it. Like, no joke, it's a great thing. Like, doing anything to help you see the world in a different way, I think that's a great privilege. Doing anything to, like, improve your life, that's a great privilege. Don't be afraid to try something that will most likely benefit you. So, thank you so much for listening. I'm honored that you were here, and I hope You have probably changed your perspective or learned something new about mental health. Yay!